Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, the 28th of November of 2022. I'm your host tonight, the Miracle Man. And, of course, it's great to be with you tonight. Those of you tuning in from in America, I'm sure you survived Thanksgiving. Otherwise, you wouldn't be tuning in if you didn't survive it. So at least you survived it. And I hope none of you had to repent for overeating. I did. My pastor teases about it. And I never really have overeaten on Thanksgiving, but I have eaten a lot, but I don't exactly overeat on Thanksgiving, so it's not like I really have to repent of it. Now, my pastor teases sometimes and feel like, should we do an emergency deliverance, like right now? Like, he teases about it. I think it's cute when he does it. But we are, depending on how you slice it, we are into the Christmas season now because it is after Thanksgiving. December doesn't start for a couple of days, but it's starting, the season's starting. Started whether you like it or not. And so if you don't like Christmas music, I'd find a cave to hide in for like 4 weeks. Yep. Because it's not going away yet. Now, I noticed something this week on Black Friday at one of the malls I was at. They had a Grinch right alongside the Santa Claus.
Oh, did they really?
Which I think is funny. And I'm going by the I was going by the Santa station, and then just out of the blue, I yell out, "Jerry doo, Jerry doo, light my eviction notice, Jerry doo, Jerry doo, Jerry." And then this person said, by the way, sir, that's my favorite line of the whole movie. Yes, because it's one of the lines that I think of, like, where he's being not nice. Another one of my favorites is when he says, "You know what? That's it. I'm not going."
"I'm chilling because I'm bored."
He's like, "I'm chewing because I'm bored." Cause he was, and he's like eating glass. Is that actual glass?
I don't know.
Because I can hear what sounds like to be breakable.
I have seen they've made fake light bulbs out of like candy, make it sound like and look like glass, like rock candy kind of.
Is it made to look like the glass from the Grinch?
Yeah.
Like it's a Christmas thing.
Like
how come this Grinch merchandise and Grinch appearances have become a big thing over the last 5 years, haven't they?
Yeah, it's a lot
more. Why have they become such a thing when the regular movie is like between 20 and 25 years old? 22 to be exact, but
seems like every generation just really likes it.
Which I think is funny. I hope it doesn't lead into more people becoming Grinchy, like towards Christmas.
Probably not. I'm sure it will hopefully touch the hearts of the ones that are kind of Grinchy.
Yes, and it'll make them realize. Yeah. Maybe my shoes are too tight. Maybe, just maybe, my heart was 3 sizes too small. You know, and like they say about the Grinch and But you got to realize the story of the Grinch is, in fact, you know, a fairy tale. And you have to be able to teach your kids, you know, what's real, what's fantasy. And the truth is, and I'm sure we'll talk about this again as the day draws nearer, that is that Santa Claus is fantasy, that nobody really does come down your chimney at night, on the night of the 24th at midnight. and so I still like to say, you know, if you believe in Santa, you know, that's power to you, as you say. And yes, there is a story behind a true Saint Nicholas. And when we get into that period where it's very close, we'll discuss that in greater detail. But as parents, you should be able to teach your kids, you know, the difference between what's real and what is in fact fantasy. And some people can be Grinch-y, but the Grinch is not a real person. He's just someone from the movies. And that's regardless of whether you've seen the new movie, the old movie, or both of them, or the cartoon, because there's also a Grinch cartoon. Now, I had first heard of the Grinch that I really knew of in fifth grade in the year 2000. That was the year that the first full-length Grinch movie came out. The Grinch cartoon was much older. But in the 90s, the Grinch did not have anywhere near the same level of fanfare, did it? I mean, the song was still out there, but it wasn't anywhere near as popular before the movie came out.
What's that?
The movie came out in 2000. You would have been like 20 or so.
And that was Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Before that, did you feel like it was one of those Christmas things that had kind of almost fallen by the wayside?
Yeah, like you would just hear the one song that little girl sings.
No, the guy. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are. Or did the radio not really have it that much?
It didn't really have it much until then.
Until that movie came out?
Being it, I don't know, Dr. Seuss.
It was literally only played on Dr. Seuss?
Or that's where I first saw it, anyhow.
So it was very much relegated to the back. Mm-hmm. It was very much...
Like Frosty was coming.
Of course, Frosty's always been big. But it wasn't alongside Frosty Rudolph.
No.
Where now the Grinch is more or less finding a place alongside these other characters, which honestly, I love Christmas, but the truth is, and all this other stuff, you know, Frosty, Rudolph, whatever else, Santa Claus, and all these, you know, these different characters, we have to realize, what is the real reason for the season? Is it Frosty? Is it Rudolph? Is it the Grinch? Maybe it's Donner. Maybe it's Blitzen. Oh, really? No. It's about Jesus, who was born onto this earth. And, of course, as time draws near, I'll be talking to you listeners about what it means, like, why was he born onto this earth? You know, how was he born? And all that stuff. Because that is the true reason for Christmas. And it's all fun to have those other components. And yes, the spirit of giving is great. And Oh, I just picked up a couple things today from a certain store that through what my church is doing, that these things are going to be delivered to kids over in the inner city of a nearby city to where I live, to a town called Saginaw, about half 30 minutes to the southeast of Midland. And so it's a neat thing there that got to be, you know, go pick up a couple things to help those kids. And so, but yeah. So anyhow, my Thanksgiving was very nice. I ended up going to see my Grandpa Britton along with my Uncle Jerry, my Aunt Marilyn and Uncle Dale, and my Aunt Dawn and Uncle Brian. And it was great that they got to be with us there at Uncle Jerry's up in the Harrison area. And then, of course, we had Black Friday, and I went to a couple different malls. At the malls I was at, it was a little busier than last year. I felt like it was a little busier than last year. The media was trying to make it sound like it was not a good Black Friday at all. Did you hear any of those headlines? Did you see any of those headlines that made it look like it was so quiet? They were on the news. But the truth is, I think what's happened is that a lot of people don't want to be there like at 6 a.m. when the door opens, or 7 a.m. or whatever. Mm-hmm. Many people would rather go do it in like the late morning or the afternoon.
Right.
And that's kind of what has happened. I feel like more people have become like me. Now, I will admit, I have done a very late Thanksgiving/Black Friday run before. By very late, I mean showed up to the mall at midnight, my local mall. Because remember I told you, me and my mom and dad did that once.
Yep.
But the time that we did it, we were there for like 1 hour, and the mall got a little busy. But like, wouldn't get much busier than that as far as during the middle of the night until like 6 in the morning or whatever. Because you remember hearing about that, don't you?
Yeah.
That it was rather limited. But then a couple of years after that, I went in like a little bit, like a half hour or so after they opened, and it seemed like, you know, there was a little bit of momentum building. But then the owner decided not to do it anymore at my local mall. I think from what I have seen is that the not having these malls open on Thanksgiving anymore caused more people to go on Friday itself.
Oh, yeah.
And to try to more or less return Black Friday to what it had been, and that is actually Friday. But with a bit less of the 7 a.m. stuff than what it had been. So it's becoming more about the afternoon, I feel like. I've only heard a couple different things about here in my town, but I imagine it was nothing like Detroit, because I'm guessing you even heard of some stuff from some people around here that said it wasn't like in the past.
Definitely not like how it was.
Did you get the opinion that it was more of just a steady, fairly busy, as opposed to it getting super packed at one time?
Yeah.
You didn't hear of anything getting super PAC'd at one time in this town, did you?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing that I've heard of, no.
Did
hear on some news station, though, that they did say it was quite a busy year for Black Friday. I'm not sure which one it was, but I was like,
Where was this at?
I'm not sure, honey. I just heard it on...
Or was this from, like, another state somewhere?
Yeah, not here. Not Michigan, I wouldn't assume.
We have to say not Midland because of what I just said about Detroit, and that was that it was at Great Lakes. It was one of the busiest ones I had ever seen, with the exception of, like, the last 20 minutes or so that I was there, which wasn't the slowest, but it was kind of on par with what it had been last year at that same time. But because when I had gotten there and snuck by the food court, it was like 97% full, the food court was, which was among the highest I'd ever seen Black Friday. Like, a few others I had seen like that. It obviously, in different places, it would have been different. And then, of course, today is Cyber Monday. And if you're on your computer, well, to you also, I'm glad that you found a way to tune into this program while you're shopping. and I'm not going to say log off by any means, but I heard there's a joke that I was going to tell you. This was something that I had seen on Black Friday when I was on my way home from it on Friday, and they said, you want real, someone had posted something, some meme, and it said, you want real savings on Black Friday? Why not stay home and save 100%? and then a couple people replied, and they said, well, what about those who are on their computer right now? Me, who are on their computer shopping. They're not saving 100%. You know, they're only saving whatever it advertised they would save on the sale, and they might save barely any compared to in the store, depending on the website. And if they're not doing free shipping, they might actually not be they might actually be saving even less than it might be. So that would also mean if you want to save 100%, if you were thinking about shopping online, stay off your computer and your phone. Just stand them over, buddy.
Nope.
like you're going in there? Nope. What? I don't need to. but like, they're going to go in there and people, I'd be like, of course. And if the parking lot and the roads have a big backup, then I'd like to be like Jesus and just, but only this way. Instead of having like the mat working way like down the grass or whatever, I'd want a little helicopter to just land me down on the roof. Work your way down a ladder at the door. Be like, look at this. Look who's here. But then you'd have all these onlookers. I'm sure there'd be a couple hundred people out there at that entrance. Be like, what? How'd you get down here? Be like, well, saw the traffic, didn't want to deal with it, but still wanted to come in. I'd be like,
problem solved.
In fact, problem solved. They'd be like, you like all this stuff. Don't let me think for a minute.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, I do. And it's like, it just makes it. It is, and I get it. Some people, everybody has their own thing, and some people will complain when they see a place super busy, like on Black Friday or whatever. Like, if you're going to complain about it, get out.
Right on.
I'd be like, if you're going to, if you're getting your stuff, but you're looking at how scary looking the lines are and complaining about it, I'd be like, then why not come back another time? Because, and chances are, If it's clothing, those shelves will be stocked again in the next couple of days. And you might not get the thing you want, but it might still be on sale again. You know?
Right. Not that much Grinch. Stay home.
Yeah, like if you're going to be a Grinch about it, then just go back home. You might have to brave traffic to get there, but
yeah,
because, you know, depending on where and how, you know, how you got in there, how you, you know,
right,
where your house is, because
there's going to be people in line.
Because there's going to be people in lines and cars. Of course there's.
Right in the line of action.
Yeah, you are. And if you don't like it, and I get it, people have different ideals. But in other words, 'tis the season. And I will say, I heard some horn honking or whatever, but the most aggressive stuff that I saw, I think, was the driving, like the horn honking. I didn't see anyone fighting, you know, that I noticed, like where they were fighting over stuff. I've never heard people fighting in the mall hallways over certain bags, but they'll fight in Target over some stuff sometimes. Oh, I heard of someone who lost, someone I know of lost, like back in the late 90s, lost a talking Elmo, a talking Tickle-Me Elmo to someone else who wanted the same thing.
Oh, my.
Like they basically took it out of the cart.
Oh.
Which in my mind, because they took it out of the cart, even if they went up and paid for it, in a way, you customer lifted, because that means you stole from the customer that took it put it in their cart first.
Morally not right.
You still stole, even though you might not go to jail if you pay for it.
Right.
But you still stole. Yeah, they.
No, I remember that when those Elmos were.
Fire. You heard of someone in Midland or Saginaw having it stolen out of their cart too?
No, I didn't hear that, but I'm pretty sure I know there was lots of frantic people over it.
And I don't know why people would think the only day they could get it was Black Friday.
Yeah, people get all pumped up.
But I mean, now I like, you know, I'm like, what about some people like it'll still be here on December 5th, 8th, 9th, you know, maybe not December 22nd or 23rd, but because by then, you know, you might not get it. And if you do, it might be a knockoff. And I'm not saying that everybody should wait till the 22nd or 23rd, even though I go there to people watch and kind of see how it's going and, you know, see all that. But, and it depends on when my party is. My parties are determined when I get the gifts. That's the kind of person I am. Mm-hmm. But I pray you took time over the weekend to reflect on what you're thankful for Thanksgiving. Because ultimately Thanksgiving is about giving of thanks. It's not strictly about turkey, watching football, and all those other things. And it's about ultimately about giving thanks to God for what he's done.
For
not just for the turkey, but for what he's done in your life. That's more important than a little bird on a plate.
So
I have a question for you folks. What do you call two guys standing at a window? Kurt and Rod. Brought to you by the Planet Fitness Pun Board.
Love it.
Here in my town. I was telling someone earlier today, I wish that they had a drive-up pun board that you could see from Eastman. Because that way, while we're going through it, and I might be wondering, you know, how is, you know, then you see the pun board. I would also like a copy of it to be visible from, like, on the freeway when you're going, like, by the Midland Mall. And, like, so, and have it be an electronic thing so that whenever the pun board is updated, it also goes on that big billboard there and you have a little thing and it's the pun board. Yeah, it would be like, it would be like it has the sign that says about, like, the different things, you know, the different food places, and then on the side, alongside it, the pun board. And it's electronic, and it uploads whenever the one inside is updated. Because now you have to come in to see it. This way, it could make, I feel like it could make the planet more busy because people would want to see what the board says. See, I'd be like, okay, what's on the board this week? Yeah. Whereas, and the board is always, to me, sometimes it seems like it's updated on different days. And I almost went to the Tanner last night just to see what was on the board, but I didn't. And when did I first start having this board read? Back in July. It was when I started having the board looked at, because before that, I didn't even know the board existed. There were other things on it, maybe, but it wasn't the pun board. And because someone I know really loves those puns, and I think they're a cool thing. Couple quick things before we get into singing. The first thing I want to remind you about is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been, all the great things he's done. And it's a great testimony book. It talks about how great God's been, and I will tell you this. My life is a testimony. And but that's how I feel. I feel that folks would feel the same way about yourself, about your life, because you've taken me from the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock. Yeah. And by miry clay, I don't mean clays that you bought at Meijer. Because otherwise it would have to be Targety, Walmarty, yeah. Kmarty, which by the way, basically every Kmart is shut down. There's like three Kmarts left in America, I believe. They'd be like, what is Kmart? Oh, a place we used to have back in the day when I was little. Used to. And you could go there to get much of what you can now find on a Walmart or Target or Amazon. You say why do you say Amazon like that? Oh, maybe some of you are on it right now while you listen to the show. But I feel like Amazon has kind of, you know, slowed down some of your different malls and that, and also some of the caused the demise of some other department store chains like that included like Yonkers, Elder Bearman, among others. And Sears, yep, there's not many of those left either. Oh, yeah, pay more for less shoes? Yeah, listeners, I had a friend that was a really nice lady, and she worked for that chain for years, and she was such a nice person. From over in the Saginaw area, she would travel from Saginaw all the way over to Midland to work at the shoe store in the mall. And whenever I would hear her laugh from in the hallway, I would always make sure to say hi.
Yeah.
Like, because I would hear her laugh, and that's how I would know that it was her working. And she was such a fun person. And, but it really does. But then again, like I said, that book is the story of my life. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com, rivers with an I, riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book and how it can be a blessing into your life. And not only that, but for someone else, because after all, it is time to start thinking about Christmas shopping, and you can go on that website and get the book and say, here's your Christmas present. It's a book that I want you to read. It can stir up your faith. Story of this life, story of this guy's life, referring to me, and how, what God has done for him, and he continues to believe, referring to myself, I continue to believe, and I know that God is going to do it. And I don't sit here and hope and wish, because, I mean, I pray in that, but I trust. Because I don't do this, that silly thing of, oh, I hope, oh, I wish. Because I trust. If someone were to say, you know, has it manifested yet? I'm not going to sit here and say I wish. Because once you get into that whole I wish, that basically means you're doubting.
Wish and hope.
But instead, you know, we trust in him. Because we know that it's coming. That whatever you're asking God for, it's coming. It's coming. You continue to believe God and trust in his word, and it's coming. And I believe, the other thing I want to remind you about is PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com and in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program, and you choose how much you want to sow. It's not up to me. If there's any pressure, it'd be from God, because I don't do pressure on this program. I'm not doing pressure to try to get your money. Other people might do that, but I steer very clear of that, because only the Lord can do it. And so you go on. In the search bar on PayPal, you type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. And so we're going to sing a couple of Christmas songs, a few Christmas songs, because after all, it is now the season. You know, it's the same. The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. The fire is slowly dying, but my fear is still goodbye. Oh, as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. But doesn't show signs of stopping, and I bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Unless the Christmas lights down there turned up. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. On the fire, it's a good night. How I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbye. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When I finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Donner and Cupid and Comet and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Like the puppet. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows like a light bulb. Love the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names like Pinocchio. They wouldn't let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games like Monopoly. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, pass the eggnog, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, whoopee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. No, maybe. All righty. So we got a couple more of them that I wanna get to. What child is this you lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels keep with anthem sweet, a shepherd's watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds God and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. While lies he in the room, while oxen and sheep are keeping, sleeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds God and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, compassion king to own him. Let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. The babe, the Son of Mary. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would once did you know that your baby boy was born in the waters? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trot? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Oh, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. Oh, Mary. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master, that you are here with us right now, tonight, wherever we are, whatever we're doing. Thank you that we can always trust in you regardless. Thank you that you were born on this earth for us, and that everything that we need, we can trust in you for it. And we know that you are true to your word, that your promises are, and your promises are not maybe and I guess. They're yes and amen. I think I came up with that. They're yes and amen, not maybe and I guess. Because when I hear someone say, I guess, that almost sounds like a maybe. Or like some of those, some of y'all older folks, some of you, you're not the listeners, some of y'all who might be a bit older, I've heard where some grandparents or what have you might say, sometimes say, I guess, referring to something even though they know they're going to do it, but they'll say, I guess. has Mark ever done that?
I guess.
Like, yeah. You've heard where he does that before? Like, where they're like, well, I guess. You know?
I guess.
Like, they'll be like, I guess, even though they know.
Yeah, right.
Like, okay. As to why they do it. But when more of us younger folk say, I guess, it really means more like, I guess.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, that I guess, like if we do it, makes it sound more like I wasn't planning on it. Either I don't want to, or just I wasn't planning on it. Either or, be like, well, I guess, but I will.
Yeah, I guess so.
Meaning, but thank you, Master. Your promises are, in fact, yes and amen. Thank you that we get to study your word tonight and to learn of your ways. And I thank you that these listeners have ears to hear it and receive, and minds that are ready to receive it, that they'll be ready to put it to use in their own lives, in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. And I make my confession over this program. I thank you, Master, that finances come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Now, if you want to, go with me, please, to the book of Luke. Praise God, the book of Luke, chapter 17. Amen, Luke 17. And we will see what all God has for us tonight as we study the word. I'm going to begin with verse 1. I'm giving you a second to find it. And I always like to tell you, next little bit, whatever I do, you follow along. Don't just sit there and watch. Amen. So, verse 1 of Luke 17. Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to sin are bound to come, but woe person through whom they come. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around his neck than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. So watch yourselves. Watch, 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 watch. Like that guy at the fair. Okay, it didn't say watch, 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 watch. I think that Jesus is saying that to us, you know, if he had a megaphone in heaven. I can just picture him up there. Watch, or the angels. Watch, 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 watch.
Yeah.
I can just picture him with a megaphone like that. I would love to see that.
Me Watch.
I'm going to show you how you can escape hellfire and make heaven.
Good one.
That'd be perfect.
That'd be great.
Verse 3. So watch yourself. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you 7 times in a day, 7 times comes back to you and says, I repent, forgive him. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, to this mulberry tree, this mulberry tree, be thou uprooted and cast into the sea, and it will obey you. Suppose one of you had a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. What do you say to the servant when he comes from the field? Come along now and sit down to eat. Would he not rather say, prepare my supper. Get yourself ready and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may eat and drink. Would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything that you were told to do, should say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. Verse 11. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance, and they called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said, go show yourself to the priest. As they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, he came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet, and he thanked him, for he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one found a return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Once having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, the kingdom of God, careful observation. Nor will people say, here it is, or there it is, like on a big billboard. I put that in there, like a big billboard. It's not going to be like the McDonald's sign on the highway when you're hungry and you got kids in the car and maybe you look for the golden arches. It's not going to be like that. Here it is or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you. Then he said to his disciples, the time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. And then we'll tell you, there he is, or here he is. Do not go running off after them. Son of Man, in his day, will be like lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the day of Noah, so also
will it be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, being given in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But on the day Lot left Sodom, fire and brimstone rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just like this on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. On the day no one who is on the rooftop of his house will have his goods inside. They should not go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife, Sister Salt? She became a pillar of salt. This is not talking about salt on your fries, folks. Remember Lot's wife, or as we said, Sister Salt? Mm-hmm. Whoever tries to keep his life, whoever loses his life for my sake will preserve it. I tell you, on that night, two people will be in the bed. One will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding grain together. One will be taken, and the other left. Where, Lord? They asked. He replied, where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather. So what you see here that I want to talk about is about this thing of the 10 lepers. So there's these 10 people who all have leprosy. They're from this leper colony. They're supposed to stay in this leper colony because in that day, if you had leprosy, you were contagious, very contagious. It is a disease that no one wants to see you with in public. Actually, legally, they wouldn't have been allowed to. And technically, by law, they were to stay in these leper colonies. And there's these, Jesus and his disciples are going through there, and these 10 men who have the leprosy, they did not yell what they were supposed to yell. They were supposed to yell something other than what they yelled. They actually yelled out, Jesus! Have mercy on us. They were supposed to yell out, leper, stay away from me. You'll get leprosy. They were supposed to say, they were supposed to say, stay away, but they didn't. They actually did opposite of what they were technically, legally supposed to do. But Jesus healed them. He healed every one of them. Now the blind men and these other people who were sick, who yelled out for Jesus to heal them, they didn't yell out, blind! I'm blind! Born blind! Always been blind! Where are you, God? God, where are you? Show me! I don't have a cane! Where are you? No, they said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. They called out his name. They didn't call out the name of their problem.
Oh.
And I'm sure these days we have people that instead of calling God, yelling Jesus, they yell cancer. Or they yell back pain. Or they yell out whatever it is they're dealing with. When they instead they should be calling on the name of the Lord, calling out on Jesus to heal them. Now, but then there's something I want to get to, is the focus of the Word of God tonight, and that is this. So all 10 of them get healed. But one comes back. One of those men sees that he's healed, turns around, hurries back to what had happened in his body. And he was shouting to God. It doesn't say what he was shouting, but I imagine he was shouting, "Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus!
I've been healed!
I'm sure that's what he..." And then Jesus looks around on him and he says, "Well, weren't all 10 of you cleansed? Where are the other 9? Where are they? Where'd they go? They could have all been made totally whole and made so that there were no signs that the leprosy ever came. For him, all the signs the leprosy ever came were taken away. Where the other 9, there were still possible signs that they had leprosy in the past, but the leprosy was not on them anymore because they had been healed of it. But the man who thanked God, who did not leave God alone, they didn't leave him alone. They thanked him and
grabbed
a hold of him, and they trusted in him. Because those other 9, they all got busy with their stuff of the day, whatever they had to do, jobs, kids, families, work, roses, tractor. Okay, they didn't have cars, but whatever their stuff of that day might have been, they decided that something was more important than getting made totally whole. They decided that something in their life was more important than Jesus. So the question becomes, what is it in your life, if there's something more important than Jesus in your life, what is it? Why is it that you can't come to church when you're supposed to? When you know when the services are, but you repeatedly cannot make it or choose to skip on purpose. What's that reason? What is that thing that's so important to you that's ahead of God? Or maybe you go to church but can't read your Bible, or won't read your Bible, won't pray, won't spend time with God at all. So these people, it's like, is it just that they feel like you only do that at church? Or is there something ahead of God in your life? Because for those of you who have something ahead of God in your life, you know what that thing is called that's ahead of God in your life? It's called an idol. And the Bible says that we're supposed to lay down our idols because we're not supposed to be in idolatry of any kind. And so you should love nothing more than God. Not even the book. Not even the book. Not even the Bible. It's God first. Not all this other stuff. Not even your own children, even though you love them. I mean, listeners, I pray you love your children. And
I learned to love God more than my child when I realized he gave me that child to love. So of course I'm going to love him more. He gave her to
Mom.
Me.
Mom. And you young people who are listening, you need to realize that you're supposed to love
God.
Jesus more than what you love your parents.
Yeah.
I mean, I came to that realization at a young age,
yeah,
because like 7 or 8 or 9 or somewhere in there, because then I was a little like, I'd be like, well, I love Jesus and I love my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you need to come to a place where you still love, where you love him more than you love your parents.
Amen. Yeah.
As opposed to just, I love Jesus and I also love my parents.
Right.
You know how, because then it could be like Jesus and my parents.
Yeah, can't,
nope,
anything else.
This Jesus plus stuff doesn't work. Jesus plus, stop with Jesus plus and go to Jesus period.
Straight Jesus.
Because all
the
plus stuff, it's the only way you're going to go to heaven. It's the only way you're going to go to heaven is Jesus. And he died for you on the cross. He was born for you. And as we go into the season, get closer and closer to, you know, Jesus' birthday, we need to realize, folks, that he's the reason for the season. Now tonight I'm not teaching on Christmas at all. I was just saying, you know, that it was,
yeah.
I was just saying that that's just, you know, one of the reasons. But you have these people, but these other 9 people, they decided that something else was more important than coming back to receive what God had for them. Because for whatever reason, I don't know, maybe they didn't want it. They were all desperate.
Right.
They were all believing that none of them came in, none of them came up to him and said, oh, by the way, God, do you have the football score for me? But, do you know where the nearest Starbucks is? I need to go get some coffee.
Now that I'm all healed.
You know, and about all that, about that other stuff, like, well, I'd like to get healed, but can you show me where Starbucks is? No. They were all like, Jesus, have mercy on us.
Yeah.
And they did not yell the thing that they were supposed to yell. They,
thank you.
Because they were supposed, technically by law, they were supposed to yell out, leper. But instead, they all 10 of them got healed, but only the one who came back was able to become totally whole and have all signs of leprosy removed from his body, and it was as if it never happened to him because he allowed Jesus to finish what he had started. And I'm sure Jesus was sitting there and he was like, I'm going to wait as long as it takes for either one of the 10 to come back. But when they want me, they can come back.
Crazy. They didn't just automatically.
They can come back. And I'm ready to do the miracle. And what was so important to them? I don't know. You know, but something was more important than God. They were, you know, maybe selfish or busy or something was going on. but they didn't want all of what God had. And it's crazy how some people, in that moment of desperation, when they're just desperate for help, they're like, oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help me. But the minute it starts to get better, like they'll forget, their financial situation improves, or their body gets healthier, or whatever. And then it's like they're like, oh, by the way, why do I even need him anymore? The truth is we should trust in him all the time,
yeah.
Not just when we're desperate.
No.
Not just when we need help right now and not in the next few weeks. And he's always there. And yes, we all have needs. Yes, we all have needs. More money and all that kind of stuff, even if we're not desperate. But we can, you can still trust,
yeah.
Even if you're not desperate.
Right. Trust.
And you trust and you believe. Not,
mm-hmm.
Ask, seek, knock.
Yeah.
Seek after him and you will find. Knock, and that door will be open unto you. Now, I just did the knock on wood thing, but that's different.
Totally.
The whole knock on wood thing is totally different.
Yeah, we trust in the solid foundation of Christ upon which we stand.
On the power of which I stand, on the basis of knocking on wood to try to get your
wood that God gave us.
Because
that
piece of wood to try to make your thing come true is a thing you don't want to come true to not come true.
No way.
Like, because that little thing is like, knock on wood, that Santa will come. Oh, really?
Like, I wish. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I'd rather not. No, thanks.
To be like, knock on wood, that this thing works.
No.
Oh, really? Like that's going to work?
That's
going to
save you, huh?
Nope. That wood that you knock on is not going to save you.
I always say, who made that wood? Who gave us that wood?
Because, like, God made it. But it's like you sit there and you trust in wood.
Right.
I'd be like,
so
really?
Like superstition of some sort.
Like you would sit here and trust on wood, knock on wood, thinking that wood save you?
Right.
When the truth is that wood that you thought would actually won't?
Won't. No. Knock on no.
It is.
We trust in the Lord,
not on the chariot, not on this other stuff,
no.
not on this thing, not on that thing.
Him alone,
not on. And so, like I was saying, they, you know, that person, that trusted in God, you know, he received. He was believing in God's word because he obeyed all the instructions. He showed himself to the priest, and Jesus told them, go show yourself to the priest. I'm sure he ended up going and doing that, but he also came back and thanked Jesus. Because first they had to go show themselves to the priest in order to show to get their clearance that they were no longer leprosy. So that basically gave them their clearance to get back to the community, to get back to work and what have you.
To get into the show.
To get their ticket so they were no longer, you know, excommunicated. So they could be back
in society.
So they could be back in society.
How could you not thank the Lord for that?
How could you not thank the Lord for that? And you just feel like, for whatever reason, you're just like, oh, it's fine.
It's fine. I forgot. La, la, la.
And the truth is, some people probably think that about COVID. And they'll use that like as an excuse for why they're still not in church. Because the truth is, folks, I'm about to say something. Maybe you've heard me say this, listeners. Maybe you have. The truth is, the church was not supposed to be open ever again.
Oh.
It was supposed to be locked down permanently.
What?
It was supposed to be locked down permanently. Oh. We were not supposed to be to have church again.
I didn't know that.
The truth is, COVID was planned.
Absolutely.
But you didn't know that it was so severe that technically church was not to be allowed to open again.
I didn't know that. I can see why. What an awful plan.
But thankfully, God had his plan, and he won. And we're churches are back open. But I pray that the people of God would get back to church, back to the house
granted.
Of God, and that they would not take it for granted and be like, oh, it's just church. Oh, it's just church.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just, after all, pastor preaches a long time.
Mm-hmm.
After all, I got a game to watch.
Uh-huh.
After all, this and this.
Oh, boy.
After all, you know, and people will come up with so many excuses.
You betcha.
But to this, folks, I'll say this. Oh, by the way, the church services at my church used to get out later than they do now. They did used to. Sunday morning, there were times that it used to go to 12:30. Doesn't really go to 12:30 anymore. Like, the last time I did, we had a guest speaker. And if it goes super late, it's to like 12:25, 12:28. On a Sunday morning. Hmm. Other than that, it's like 11:40. So not even to the holy hour of noon. And Sunday night, generally that's getting done before 7. And it starts at 6, done by 7. And if it's Sunday night football, the game starts at 8:15.
Uh-huh.
So if your excuse is Sunday night 8:15 football, then what excuse do you have? Because you can then get, if you live close by, you can go home, have your dinner, if that's how you do it, and then, turn it on. Oh, Thursday night, that used to at times not be done till 9:15, sometimes even 9:30, now 8:40. And so the idea is get the kids to bed before 10 o'clock. More than likely, you probably can.
Oh, yeah.
So people, my point is, people will make excuses for why they can't serve God. And I'm not just talking about church. I'm talking about serving God. Like, what is it that's so important to you that you decide to put God aside and throw him on the back burner? It's the last days. It's not time that you can have this gray zone, teeter-totter, in for a while, out for a while. You can't do that. It's not permissible to have one foot in the church and one foot in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're in it, but we're not of it.
We live in the world, but we're not of the world. Now, Heavenly Father, I thank you that we would get this in our hearts, that we would get back on fire for God. And that we would trust him again. And that we would stop, we would get away from all this other stuff that is not of your will.
Uh-huh.
And pray that we would be doers of this word and not just hearers. In the name of Jesus. And now, in terms of sports, high school football season in Michigan is wrapped up. Congratulations locally to Gladwin as they beat Plankenmuth 13-7. Congratulations in Division 1 and 2 to Belleville and one De La Salle, respectively. And then in college football, you had Michigan taking down number 2 ranked Ohio State in great fashion, 45-23. As of the first half, it was 20-17 OSU leading. But then OSU ended up only scoring 3 points the whole second half. Michigan took the ball from Ohio State a couple different times, a couple different huge long touchdowns by Michigan. They capitalized on many mistakes from Ohio State, and there's people that are saying that for whatever reason, I don't know why they're saying this, but they just all these people are just saying, there's people from Ohio State that are not happy. But there's people that are just not, some of those Ohio State fans, they're just not happy. And they think they should win every year. The truth is, they don't win every year. We're just here, by the way.
Yeah,
what did she have?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti for you.
Mm-hmm.
Where did she run
it? Dad.
What about it?
Brought it and some cheese sticks for us.
Oh, nice. Oh, fuck. Anyhow, listeners, Michigan with a big one. So now, Michigan, ranked number 2, Ohio, that team of the South, currently ranked number 5 in AP. We'll have to see what the CFP will do, College Football Playoff Committee will do. I don't know if they will give it to TCU and let them in as the 4 seed, or if they will skip them and give it to that team to the South. Here's my thing. I would like to see USC sit it out, University of Southern California. I'd rather have the Bucks in and let's have a chance at the Bucks again.
Yeah.
Because and you might say, some of your folks might wonder, do you actually like that team to the South? Honestly, I do. I do. Do I hope that if we play them again for the championship, do I hope that they beat us? No comment. and then Lions fell to Buffalo 25-22. They led at multiple parts with overtime looming, looking like overtime was going to happen. Buffalo's kicker goes for like a 48-yard field goal, and he makes it. So 25-22, Buffalo beats Detroit. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. And so long, everybody, and I will see you all next time.
Yep.
Yay.